We start the month of December. I'm glad to turn your attention to a new psalm for meditation, Psalm 52. As you read through the psalms, you'll notice that some of them are introduced with a historical introduction that is included here in the Bible. It is described. Psalm 52 is described to the chief musician, a contemplation of David when Doeg the Edomite went and told Saul. It said to him, "David has gone to the house of Ahimelech." And I'll give a little more background to that in just a moment. Please listen as I read then this psalm. "Why do you boast in evil, O mighty man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction, like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness. Selah. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living. Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, 'Here is the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness.' But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good." The theme of this psalm is that God is a righteous judge that will not let the wicked go unpunished. It is set in a very specific historical setting. It is given here for us to know that this was written by David on the occasion when he was betrayed, when he was turned over by Doeg the Edomite, and was found out by Doeg and told Saul where his hiding place was. David had fled from Saul's presence and was a man on the run and was hiding because Saul wanted to kill David. David had found refuge in the city named Nob under the protection of the priests of God there, and the specific priest that is mentioned is Ahimelech. Ahimelech gave not only shelter but food and weapons to David. He gave him the consecrated bread of worship, and he gave him the sword of Goliath that was stored there. This was seen and reported by one of Saul's servants named Doeg. Saul summoned Ahimelech and asked him if this was true, accused him of treason, to which Ahimelech answered that David is your loyal servant. I treated him as I would treat any other loyal servant of yours. But Saul was fiercely angry. He had Ahimelech killed. In fact, when he ordered it, none of his advisors would do that. But Doeg took up his sword and killed Ahimelech, all of the priests, then went to the city of Nob, and he slaughtered men, women, and children there in that city. David laments this great crime. While it's set in a very specific historic happening, you can't help but notice that David reflects on something that is common to men in every age, that there are brutal and bloodthirsty men and women in the world, and it is right for us to cry out to the Lord against those that would act so unrighteously and so cowardly and so in such a bloodthirsty fashion against God and his kingdom. He laments and he prays to God. As a prophet, David reveals the end of all those who are wicked as Doeg was wicked. Verse 5 and following says that God does not let these things go unnoticed. Instead, their victory, which seems to have won the day, will really be short-lived. It cannot last because God is a righteous judge who stands against the wicked and will not let their sins go unpunished. And so he reflects, as a prophet of God, that the end of the wicked is in God's hands, and that God himself will likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away, pluck you out from your dwelling place, uproot you from the land of the living. And he speaks of God's justice. In doing so, he helps us to understand that the Lord is a righteous judge, that he will judge righteously over all things. For a time, though, our perception is that evil prospers, that the wicked, bloodthirsty man gets away with this. Just as in David and Doeg's day, it seems as if the wicked are getting away with it. But instead, he lifts our eyes to the God who rules over all of those things and who is a judge of all things. So this psalm is given to us with a history that we may use as we face similar, bloodthirsty, wicked men in our day. It is a disconcerting occasion if that has been leveled against you. And even if it's not against you directly, it can be disconcerting to look with eyes wide open at a world where there is wickedness, and where wickedness seems to get away with it and even to prosper. But God in heaven judges all. God in heaven judges all. And we may appeal to that just judge. And even more than that, God in heaven has become flesh to redeem his children from their wickedness, from our wickedness, and has turned us out of that path of destruction and rebellion, and turned us instead to be like, as David says, to be resting in the house and in the name of God, being like a green olive tree, showing the mercy of God forever and ever. And not only that, but that righteous judge will come again. Jesus Christ, the one who says that he has been given all authority in heaven and on earth, who reveals that he has received from the Father a kingdom and a right to judge, does judge even now and will come again in finality to judge the living and the dead. None will be able to hide from the coming of the Lord. And when he comes, there will be those that will say to the mountains, "Fall on us to hide us." For it is an awesome thing to fall into the hands of the just and angry God. But it will be a day of vindication and a day of rejoicing for those in Christ. Just as David closes, even in the midst of this trial, he closes with confidence that man cannot snatch us out of the Lord's hands, that violent men will not prosper, but instead we will fix our hopes upon Jesus Christ, the righteous judge. As you sing this psalm this month, I encourage you to take it as a prayer in your own life, that you would pray for that just judge to deal with you in mercy through Jesus Christ, to deal with the world according to his just judgment, that he would bring conversion to sinners or that he would bring them to nothing. Let's sing Psalm 52. We'll use selection A this month as we meditate on Psalm 52. Please turn to it in your psalters and stand to praise God.